People of Vieques, Puerto Rico, were wary of its water system even before Hurricane Maria. The city has a cancer rate 27% higher than the rest of Puerto Rico. And after the storm, the island's aging infrastructure continues to break, with contamination leaching into the system from heavy rain. The roughly 7,800 residents of the island city often have to find other water sources. TPR tech reporter Paul Flav tells us about one source direct from Texas.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency spent $361 million on bottled water in Puerto Rico by the end of January.
It's always so expensive just to move water. Water's the one thing you need whenever you have a disaster. We're always flying it in.
For more than 3 months, Moses West has been on Vieques creating clean water here and giving it away.
Here we go. That's it.
Standing next to what was the only hospital, West fires up his atmospheric water generator.
Add the power to it.
It's a 20-foot green shipping container that turns humid air into water through condensation. This industrial-scale generator puts out up to 2,000 gallons a day, depending on the humidity level. West says he serves hundreds of residents each day.
Yeah, hundreds of people a day. And they deliver people the water to people who don't have cars. Cars are broke down. They come up with pickup trucks. They come down to me to get water.
West, a former Army Ranger and helicopter pilot, says the island is at times like a combat zone, with regular blackouts, phone service outages, and high crime.
It's a tough environment. It's like being downrange.
After West left the Army, he got really into water systems and started AWG Contracting, which builds the generators. He sold smaller units to the Army, but wanted to show what a big unit could do. So he raised $14,000 in donations through his nonprofit, the Water Rescue Foundation, to ship this $350,000 machine here in January. He's been operating it at a loss, alone, ever since.
I finally made it here to Puerto Rico, so I'm sending you a live video.
West documents his journey on his Facebook page. Videos of people getting water.
Today was really busy. Took off this morning to go do a couple things, came back and 500 gallons was gone.
Journal entries describing the mundane aspects of being there, like how he cleans the generator.
Had to do a lot of maintenance on the generator.
And soliciting donations to keep his machine going.
My apologies to all the folks out there that need water. I have officially run out of diesel fuel.
Vieques residents like Lisa Young were surprised when West showed up.
I mean, how did you hear about us? It was absolutely miraculous to me that somebody had heard about her plight.
She's lived on the island for a decade and says the community's not ready for the impending hurricane season.
He's absolutely going to be necessary after the next hurricane for sure. We've got a tiny semblance of normal right now.
West says he's staying on the island through the next season. That way he can test and tweak this big unit, and he gets to do something valuable for an entire island.
You know, he's got a warrior's spirit. He's got a servant's heart.
Les Shepard is a professor of civil engineering at the University of Texas, San Antonio. They met when West's company was piloting a water generator at nearby Trinity University. Shepard ended up co-authoring a paper on the technology with West.
You know, Moses has been in Puerto Rico since January. To my knowledge, this may be the longest single deployment of an industrial-scale unit of this type ever.
Shepard says the number of companies like this have more than tripled in the past few years. While still expensive compared to desalinization and groundwater, he says atmospheric generators are well-suited for disaster relief. A FEMA worker who saw West's work wrote a white paper this year saying the generators on solar power could be a cost-effective way to help communities across both Puerto Rico and the entire southern United States.
I really think it's potentially a game changer in this arena.
Ted Cowan is a disaster relief consultant for the Puerto Rican government. He says if it were up to him, Vieques would have 4 solar power generators producing all its water. West agrees hooking up to solar is paramount. That's why he connected to Tesla's solar arrays earlier this month. The move drops his operating costs dramatically. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.